When you hear the word kingdom,
当我们听到国度 kingdom 这个词，有
what do you think of?
王国国度的意思。你听到这个词的时候，你想到的是什么？
Now, if this were a class, I would go around and give people a chance to answer.
如果我在大学上课，我会走一圈，问把所有的学生的答案都愿意有时间听一下。
It's not a class, so I'm not going to do that.
我们现在不是在上课，所以我不会走下来问每一个人。
But when I think of kingdom.
但我想到天国国度国度这个词的时候
I think of seeing Buckingham Palace
我想到的就是英国的那个白金汉宫
Pictures of parades and cheering crowds
会看到这皇家仪仗队走过去的时候所有的人都在欢呼
The Queen doing her wave
我们英国女王每年那个很著名的去跟大家招手挥手的那个情形
I think of one time when I was at Hong Kong Airport
我也想起来有一次我在香港的机场
And the airport shut down because the president of China was visiting.
然后整个机场关闭，为什么？因为中国的这个主席，国家主席到了香港。
And his plane landed.
然后他的这个飞机就降落。
And I found out when they say a red carpet, that's exactly what it is. They rolled a red carpet to the.
然后他们就机场的人员铺个好长的红地毯来迎接总统，迎接中国的主席。
Soldiers lined up.
这个地毯旁边就是这些卫士们都。
Saluted as he got off the plane.
然后总统这个国家主席从飞机上下来的时候，这些士兵都跟他敬礼。
Kingdom suggests something impressive.
所以王国国度这个词代表的就是让人印象非常深刻，让人很震撼的一些情形。
For 3 years, the disciples had listened while Jesus talked about the kingdom of God is coming.
这门徒跟着耶稣三年，耶稣一直在讲这个天国近了，天国要来了。
They are thinking about power and position.
他们想到的是权力，是地位。
They're planning, which position will I get?
他们甚至在打算说，天国来了，我在里面会是什么样一个地位呢？
Which office in the palace will be mine?
所以回头这个宫殿里哪一个办公室会是我的？
Palm Sunday, he comes into Jerusalem.
棕树节那天那个周日，然后他们一起来到耶路撒冷。
And they expect him to start his campaign.
所以门徒们就想象着说，哇，耶稣要发起一场运动了。
Throw out the Romans.
要把这些罗马的这些统治者。
Set up a kingdom.
然后建立他自己的国度。
But 5 days later, their dreams are crushed.
但是五天以后，他们这个美梦就完全被破碎了。
He's been arrested.
因为耶稣被抓起来。
Executed.
而且是被处决了。
He's a condemned criminal.
他成了一个被判罪的一个罪犯。
And he's dead.
而且耶稣死了。
And then,
然后
Sunday,
到了星期天
he conquers death.
耶稣征服了死亡。
And now they are sure that he will set up a kingdom.
这些门徒们觉得哇，他复活了，这下子这个王国国度真的要被建立起来了。
Because everyone will follow a ruler who has power over the grave.
因为如果一个人能够战胜死亡，能够复活，那人人都会愿意跟从他的。
For the next 6 months,
但是在下面的六个月,
we are going to see and hear thousands of painful political commercials.
我们听到的, here, right now?
Yeah, right now.
但是往后的六个月, 我们可能会听到各样的这个商业的一些广告啊什么的, 让我们觉得很不舒服的这些。
But if one of those candidates could demonstrate that he has power over death,That would win the election.
麦博士实际上说的是，现在美国是竞选季节开始了。他说，下面的六个月，可能各个这些候选者不停的要去讲述他的这个概念。我们听的有时候很烦，但是如果有一个人真能战胜死亡，我们肯定愿意跟从他。
Wouldn't matter, Democrat, Republican.
不管是民主党是共和党，只要是谁能说真正的复活了，战胜死亡。
Billionaire, millionaire.
不管是有钱的没钱的。
Old, young.
年轻的年老的。
He would win.
如果他能够战胜死亡，他一定会赢的。
And so Jesus has conquered the grave.
所以耶稣已经战胜了坟墓。
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
在使徒行传的第一章第六节。
When they, the disciples, had come together.
这些门徒有一天聚集在一起。
They asked him.
他们问耶稣说。
Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
This tells us what they think is going to happen.
这告诉我们门徒们心里当时是在想些什么。他们
It will be an immediate kingdom.
他们会觉得这个国度是立刻就要降临。
Because they say at this time.
因为他们说就在这时候吗？
Is it going to happen now?
是不是现在就要发生呢？
It's going to be a political kingdom.
这应该是一个政治上的一个国度。
Will you restore the kingdom? Will you bring back our political power?
你会复兴以色列国？你会带回来把我们的政治权力都拿回来吗？
And it's going to be a national kingdom.
而且是个民族性的一个国家。
Will you give this kingdom to Israel?
你会把这个国度这个国家给回以色列吗？以色列民族。
Jesus, you've been talking about this for 3 years.
耶稣，你已经谈这个谈了三年了。
And now it's time.
现在是这时候了吧？
You've shown your power.
你已经显示了你的能力。
So it's time for you to set up your kingdom.
所以现在就是你建立国度的时候了。
To overthrow the Romans.
把这些罗马人都给赶出去。
And put Israel back in charge.
然后复兴以色列国。
And Jesus gives them a very disappointing answer.
耶稣给他们的答案让他们很失望。
He said to them,
耶稣说,
It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority.
父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Jesus, when are you going to set up your kingdom? And he says, Now my wife says this is not a polite way to put it. But I don't know how else to say it. Jesus says to them,
耶稣对他们说,
you mind your business.
你就关心你自个儿的事儿就好了。
And let God mind his.
然后让神去做他的事儿。
Your business is to be my witnesses.
你该做的事就是为我做见证。
God's business is to set the times and the plan for the kingdom.
神该做的事情呢，是来制定这个国度要来的这个时候和日期。
Now the disciples are confused.
所以他门徒当时就觉得很糊涂。
Because they did not understand some stories that Jesus had told.
因为他们不理解耶稣曾经给他们讲过的一些故事。
You see, he had already told them what this kingdom was going to be like.
你知道吗？耶稣已经跟他们讲过这个即将到来的国度会是什么样。
But they didn't understand it.
但门徒们并不理解。
And so this morning I want to go back and look at what he had told them to expect for the kingdom.
所以今天我们就回顾一下耶稣讲过的这些故事，我们看看耶稣所讲的这个国度应该是什么样的。
He told 6 stories.
耶稣讲了六个故事。
That tell them what the kingdom is going to be like.
告诉门徒这个国度会是什么样子。
Now don't worry, they're short stories.
别担心，都是很短的故事。
I can see some of you thinking 6 points. This is going to be a long sermon.
有人就担心了，说：“哎呦，这下子讲到要很长了，有六个故事要讲的。”
Don't worry.
不用担心。
We're not serving lunch.
我们现在不吃中饭，所以可以拖一拖的。
So we've got lots of time.
所以足够的时间来听故事。
Here's what the stories show us.
所以耶稣讲的故事是这样。
Matthew 13.
第一个故事马太福音的。
I'm not going to take these stories in order, but I want to look at what Jesus teaches about the kingdom.
马太福音十三章三十一、三十二节，耶稣讲了很多故事，我不是按照顺序来讲。
And the first thing I want you to see is he teaches them about the growth of the kingdom.
第一件事就是耶稣想要门徒知道这个天国是在成长的。
How this kingdom will grow.
这个天国这个国度怎么样成长。
The first story I want to look at is in Matthew 13 verse 31.
第一个故事是在马太福音十三章的三十一节。
He told us a parable.
他耶稣讲了个比喻。
Saying.
就说。
The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed.
天国好像一粒芥菜种。
That a man took and sowed in his field.
有人拿去种在地里。
It is the smallest of seeds.
这是原始百种里最小的。
But when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants.
等到长起来却比各样的菜都大。
Becomes a tree.
且成了树。
So that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.
天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
This story tells them how the kingdom is going to grow.
这个故事告诉门徒，天国是怎么样成长的。
The smallest little seed,
从一个最小最小的种子
is going to grow,
最后可以长啊长。
To an amazing size,
可以长成一个超大的一棵树。
Now when they heard this story, they knew Jesus was wrong.
门徒听到这个故事，他们知道耶稣是错的。
Because the mustard plant in that region grows to about 8 or 10 feet tall.
因为在这个以 色列那块地方，一个芥菜种长成了一棵芥菜树，可以是八到十尺高的树。
That's big.
是挺大的。
But it certainly isn't room for birds from all over the world to gather.
但是不足够大到让天下的鸟儿都过来在树上筑巢啊。
But if they had understood.
但是如果他们明白。
You see in the Old Testament.
你知道在旧约里面。
Daniel and Ezekiel had talked about this same thing.
但以理书、以西结书都讲到同样的事情。
That the birds gathering in the tree represent a great kingdom.
天空的飞鸟住在树枝上是代表的是一个伟大的国度。
And birds from all over the world could gather in this kingdom.
他说天空中所有的鸟都来到这个国度，在这个树上筑巢。
You see, he wants them to understand this kingdom is not going to be national like Israel. It's going to be worldwide.
所以耶稣用这个比喻的意思就是。这个国度不会是只是以色列人的，而是全世界万民、万族、万民的。
Many times we are tempted to equate the kingdom of God with our nationality.
有时候我们常常以为这国度就跟我们自己的这个国籍是一致的。
I've met many American Christians who think of the United States as God's chosen nation.
我遇到很多的美国基督徒，他们就认为美国就是神所拣选的国度。
I have a book at home from the time of the American Revolution.
我家里有一本书，它从美国这个当年的这个独立革命开始。
But that book was written by someone from England.
那本书是一个英国人写的。
And it talks about England as God's chosen nation.
这个英国人就说，英国就是神所拣选的国度。
And those terrible American rebels who are fighting against the King of Kings.
他说，在独立战争的时候，这些可怕的美国人居然跟这个万王之王打仗吗？
We all want to think of our little part of the world as God's kingdom.
我们每个人都希望说，我们所在的这个小小的国家，就是神所拣选的国度。
And Israel was the same.
以色列也是一样的。
You see, they knew they had been chosen.
以色列人他甚至更进一步，他们知道他们是被拣选的。
They could quote all the way back to Genesis.
他们可以把他们的这个上一直上溯他们的这个祖先的历史，一直到
Abraham.
从亚伯拉
罕。I'm going to bless you.
神说亚伯拉罕
I'm going to make your name great.
我要来祝福你，让你的名字变成一个。
But they forgot the rest of the promise.
但是他们忘记了这个神的应许。
Abraham, in you, through you, all the nations will be blessed.
但是神的应许是亚伯拉罕，通过你，我要使地上的万族都要因你得福。
The kingdom is going to grow beyond Abraham and his family.
所以天国。会远远超过亚伯拉罕和他自己的家族的这么一个小地。
It's going to grow beyond the Jewish people.
而且会远超过这个犹太人的这个地盘。
That tiny little mustard seed.
这个小小的芥菜籽。
Is going to grow into a tree so large.
会长出一个那么大的一棵树。
That birds from all over the world.
天上的飞鸟，各处的飞鸟。
Can nest in its branches.
都可以在它的枝条之间做窝。
And so.From Jerusalem,
所以是从耶路撒冷
from Rome,
从罗马
from New York, from Beijing,
从纽约，从北京
from all over the world,
从全世界的任何一个地方
there will be parts of this kingdom,
都会在这个天国里有它的位置。
You and I have the privilege of living in a world that has seen this come to pass.
你我们都现在有这样的，我们真的很荣幸能够看到这一切就是这样发生的。
100 years ago,
在100年前,
93% of Christians lived in Europe or North America.
100年前, 93% 的基督徒就只在美洲跟欧洲这两个大陆。
The Christian world 100 years ago,
这是100年前的基督徒的世界,
was almost entirely North America and Europe.
几乎就是在北美和欧洲这么两块地方。
But today,
但是到了今天,
40% of Christians are from Asia and Africa.
在非洲大陆跟亚洲大陆的基督徒占到全世界的40%。
The African church has grown from 10 million to half a billion Christians.
这个非洲大陆的基督徒的数量增长非常快，从当初可能就是50万，到现在都可能是上好几亿的。
100 years ago,
一百年前
，the 10 nations with the largest Christian population were all Europe and North America.
那十个有基督徒数量最多的国家都是在欧洲或者在北美。
By 2050,
但是到了
eight,
现在计划说，如果按照目前的这样发展，到了2050年
，eight of the largest Christian nations will be in Asia or Africa.
全世界最大的八个就是这个国家有基督徒数量最多的都会是在亚洲。
The little mustard seed has spread around the world.
所以这小小的芥菜种已经在全世界都长开了。
100 years ago, if you talked about a missionary,
如果一百年前你讲到宣教士，
it was always someone who was American or European.
就宣教士，我们一想到一百年前的宣教士，肯定或者是美国人，或者是欧洲人。
Going to Asia or Africa or South America.
他们会去北美，会去南美，或者是非洲，或者是亚洲去做宣教士。
Today.
但是到了今天
，over 50,000 missionaries from Asia and Africa going to other countries.
从非洲和亚洲派出来的宣教士去世界各地做宣教士的就有50,000人。
The kingdom has spread.Around the world. He tells another story right after that. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour. Till it was all leavened. This story told them the kingdom is going to grow gradually and quietly.It's not going to be fireworks up in the heaven. It's going to be like putting yeast in the flour. Mixing it together. And waiting while it works. You see, Jesus wants them to understand that the growth of the kingdom will be slow and gradual.In Acts, Jesus says to them, You be my witnesses all around the world. In Matthew, he says, Make disciples of all nations. But if you could have visited the world 30, 40 years after he said that,
走了以后三十四十年以后你看到的世界是什么样
You would have probably been disappointed.
估计你会很失望。
You would have said, still doesn't look like a kingdom.
你可能会说哎呀这现在看起来还是不像一个天国要来的样子。
Oh, sure, Pentecost was exciting.
啊那个圣灵降临当时很让人兴奋了。
Yes, we have churches all over the Roman Empire.
而且罗马帝国我们有很多的教会。
But most of them are just tiny little churches.
但是那大部分教会都是小小的一点点而已。
20 people, 30 people.
大概就是20个人, 30个人。
They get up in their service and they say, Jesus is Lord.
他们去在那崇拜的时候在那喊说耶稣是主。
But it looks like Caesar is Lord.
但是我们看起来好像还是罗马这个凯撒。
Because he's the one who has all the power.
因为凯撒才有他的这个权力嘛。
Yes, there's churches all over the Roman Empire.
我们也看到这罗马帝国当时有很多的小教会了。
They're tiny little churches.
但是那么小小的教会能做什么？
They're persecuted.
而且还被逼迫。
Most of them have to worship in some hidden little apartment somewhere.
他们就像小小的家庭教会，必须要在躲在公寓里面去敬拜。
And besides that, look at them.
而且看一看呢？
They're the poor people.
他们都是些什么人去聚会啊？穷人。
They're the women.
女人。
The people with no power.
而都是一些升斗小民，没有权力的。
One of the Roman writers wrote a letter. Someone had written to him saying, These Christians are spreading everywhere. What will we do? And he said, Don't worry about it. All they get are the women, the children, the poor, the slaves, and the worthless.They will soon disappear.
很快他们就会全都消失掉了。
2,000 years later,
但是2000年以后,
the Roman Empire is gone.
罗马帝国早就不存在。
The Assyrian Empire is gone.
亚述帝国也早不存在。
The Babylonian Empire is gone.
巴比伦帝国也早就灭亡了。
But that leaven,
但是这点面教,
has been working through the world,
在世界上就慢慢的在发起来,
spreading around,
而且是扩展开来。
And we see.What has happened to the kingdom? One of the reasons I love being a part of this church
我很喜欢这个
is that I grew up in a little town in Indiana. Every other person in my church looked like me, except some of them had hair.
那教会的几乎每个人都跟我长得一样，只不过他们有些人有头发而已。
There was no language other than English.
我们只说英文，因为没有别人说别的语言嘛。
There was no color other than white.
而且只都是白人，因为根本没有别的人。
There was no food other than American food.
我们吃的东西也就是美国饭，也没有别的各种食物。
The only Chinese food anyone had ever heard of was chow mein.
每个人，我们对中国食物的理解就是炒面。只知道炒面是中国饭。
I realized how different things are now.
现在我感觉到我们这个教会跟我小时候成长的教会有多么不一样。
At Christmas, when one of my children said,
在圣诞节的时候，我的一个孩子说，
I saw something advertised called chow mein. What is that?
我孩子说，我看到广告上有个说炒面，这是什么东西啊？他都不知道什么是炒面。
But in my little town,
但是在我成长的小
镇， chow mein was high Chinese cuisine.
炒面就被认为是中华美食的代表。
And so I love to be a part of a church that represents the world.
所以我真的很高兴我能够在一个教会，这个教会能够代表这世界各民各族。
You see, God is spreading his kingdom.
你看到吗？神的这个国度在扩张了。
The kingdom is growing around the world.
天国在世界上都在成长。
Jesus wanted the disciples to understand.
耶稣想要他的门徒们理解。
You must trust me.
您必须要信靠我。
I have a plan.
我有一个计划。
You mind your business.
你们来做好自己的事。
You go be witnesses.
去为我做见证。
And let the Father do his part.
我们让天父来做他的事。
He is planting a mustard seed.
他种下了这个芥子。
He is hiding the leaven in the flour.
他把这个酵已经放面酵已经放到面团里。
And it's going to bear great fruit.
这个芥菜这个树要结出美好的果子。
But Jesus told some other stories in this chapter.
但是在这章里，耶稣也讲了一些别的故事。
You see, Jesus often said things that people did not expect.
你知道吗？耶稣常常讲出一些我们没有想到他会这样说的一些话。
All of these politicians that are going to be calling us over the next few months.
在下面往后的几个月，我们会听到很多的政客来讲他们的施政纲领。
If you will vote for me.
如果你给我投票。
On my first day in office,
我到了办公室的第一天,
I'm going to give you better health care.
我会给你更好的医疗保险,
I'm going to lower your taxes.
在更低的税率,
Now everyone else's taxes will go up, but yours will go down.
别人可能都要交更多的税, 但是你的税一定会更低。
You're going to get more income.
你会挣更多的钱。
Life is going to be great, just vote for me.
你要给我投票的话,你的生活一定会变得更好。
Jesus said,
但是耶稣说什么?
In my kingdom,
在我的国度天国里,
if you want to be my disciple,
如果你想要做我的门徒,
pick up a cross,
你要背起你的十字架,
because if you follow me,
因为你如果要跟从我,
you're going to die,
你会死。
He never says what any other politician would say.
耶稣从来没有说别的政客可能说的话。
He never says what any earthly kingdom looks like.
他也从来没有像地上的这些国王啊，这些人所强调的，所给你承诺的那样去说。
And so when he tells the disciples about the kingdom,
所以耶稣给门徒们说这个天国的时候
，He says, "Don't expect sudden growth because it's going to be very slow."
他说你们不要期待这个国度就突然一下长起来，因为它是慢慢的、很慢的在成长。
And then he says something else.
然后他又说了一些别的事情。
He tells them about judgment in this kingdom.
他跟他们讲这个天国会有审判。
You see, these disciples are expecting to set up a kingdom.
这些门徒们是期待着一个国度会建立起来。
And immediately, all of the bad people are going to be wiped out.
立刻这个国度里所有的恶人都会被给处理掉。
Because this kingdom is going to be a great kingdom.
因为这个国度会是个伟大的国度。
And so all of the wicked people will be judged.
所以所有的这些恶人都会被审判。
And just the good people will be in charge.
所以这只有好人才能掌权。
And everything will be wonderful.
一切都会好极了。
Jesus says, let me tell you a story.
耶稣说让我告诉你一个故事。
The kingdom of heaven, verse 24, may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field.
在就是马太福音十三章二十四节，耶稣又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在田里。
But while his men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat.
及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将稗子撒在麦子里。
When the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared.
到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。
The servants come and said, Master, did you not sow good seed?
田主的仆人来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？
Why do we have weeds?
从哪里来的稗子呢？
And he said, an enemy has done this.
主人说，这是仇敌做的。
And the servants say what the disciples were saying.
仆人说的话就跟门徒们想要说的都是一样的。
Do you want us to go and gather them? Let's pull up the weeds.
你要我们去薅出来吗？
He said, no.
主人说不必。
Because in gathering the weeds, you will root up the wheat along with them.
恐怕薅稗子，连麦子也拔出来。
Let them grow.
容两样一起长。
And at harvest time, I will tell the wheat reapers.
当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说。
Gather the weeds first.
先将稗子薅出来。
Bind them in bundles to be burned.
捆成捆儿，留着烧。
But gather the wheat into my barn.
唯有麦子要收在仓里。
You see, in Jesus' time, there was a poisonous plant, darnel, that looked like wheat.
你知道，在耶稣时代有一种毒麦子，长得跟这个麦子是一模一样。
And when it was young, it and the wheat looked the same.
在他们小，这个刚刚成长发芽的时候，看起来跟麦子一模一样。
And so, if you didn't like someone,
所以你要是不喜欢，
you had an enemy.
如果你有一个仇敌，
you could go and you could scatter some of the darnel among their wheat.
你知道那时候。惩罚自己的对手啊，敌人的一个方式就是悄悄地把他的麦子地里头撒一点这个毒麦子，然后就跟他的麦子一起长起来。
And if you were not very smart,
如果你不够聪明的话，
you would say, look at that, I've got to pull it up.
你说，哎呦，糟糕了，我这里头麦子里头混了毒麦子。
But it looked so much like the wheat that when you were pulling up the weeds, you would also pull up the wheat.
但是它这个毒麦子跟好麦子长得一模一样，所以你要把毒麦子拔出来，你可能不可避免地把好麦子一块薅出来。
It was only when it was mature that the weed looked different than the wheat.
只有当它麦子结穗以后，你才看到毒麦子的那个麦穗儿跟好麦子的穗儿是不一样的。
And so this master said.
所以主人就说。
Leave it alone.
现在先不要去动它。
Let it grow. Be patient.
你要有耐心让它长。
There will be judgment.
然后到审判，总有一天会有审判的时候。
But it will be at the end of time.
但是审判会是在末了的时候才来。
You see, you and I are not very good at figuring out who is wheat and who is weeds.
你知道我你我我们可能都没法判断出来到底哪些是好麦子，哪些是毒麦子。
A couple weeks ago, I got a form to fill out to recommend as a pastor for a church, a former student of mine.
几个星期前，我得到一封信，要求我写一个推荐信，我的一个学生可能在竞选成为一个教会的牧师。
I was really excited about it, and I gave them a very positive review.
我非常高兴，所以我这个推荐信我写的就是非常正面的，来夸我这个学生。
And after I clicked send, I started to laugh.
我刚刚把这个 email 这个信给发出去。
Because I remembered when I had them as a freshman in college.
因为我记得当初我在大一的时候，这个孩子上大一在我的班上的时候。
I thought for sure they were weeds.
我当时真觉得这个就是个毒麦子嘛，就是个稗子，不会是长成好麦子。
They were a lousy student.
因为这学生真的很糟糕啊。
I don't mean they were dumb, they were just too lazy to breathe.
他也不笨，可他就是太懒了，根本就不愿意去，连呼吸都懒得呼吸。
I would have ripped them up.
如果是那时候，我这一定把他们当毒麦子。
And sent them home.
然后就给把他们送回家去，别来上学了。
In a bag.
肯定把他们打包送回去了。
But you see, I'm not good at judging the weeds.
但是你看，实际上我对于判断毒麦子好麦子，我不。
And God worked
我并不是很有判别力
in their life.
但是神在他们的生活之中去
And they began to change.
所以最后他们变了。
The second time they took my freshman course, they did much better.
第二次他们再上我的这个大一的课的时候就好多了，显然他们重修了，没过。
Mrs. Wingham knows what that means.
温牧师知道这个意思。
And God began to mature them.
然后神就让他们成熟起来。
And today they are preparing to go into ministry.
但是到了今天
And they are beautiful, beautiful wheat. But you see, if I had done it my way, they'd have been gone. But God says to the disciples, and he says to me, You mind your own business.
你就关心你自己的事，做你自己该做的事。
And you let God take care of His.
你让神来做他做的事。
Because God says, let's wait.
因为神说，让我们等着。
Be patient.
要有耐心。
I am doing my work my way.
我要做我的工作，是按照我的方式来做。
Yes, at the end of time, there will be judgment.
是的，到了世界的末了，一定会有审判。
But you wait on my time.
但是你需要按照我的时间来。
You see, we look around the world around us.
因为我们会看看今天的世界，我们
We see the evil in our world, and we think God needs to do something about that.
我们看到这世界的一些邪恶的东西，我们就觉得神啊，你要做点什么呀？
Because there are some wicked, evil people out there doing wicked and evil things.
因为这世上有一些邪恶的人在做很邪恶的事情，你为什么不做点什么？
And I want Him to judge them.
主啊，你现在就审判他们。
Today.
今天就来审判他们。
He doesn't do it that way.
但是神不是这样做事的。
He says to them,
神对他们说,
Yes, judgment will come.
是的,审判会来到。
But just wait.
但是等着。
He gives another story that tells the same thing.
耶稣又给了一个故事,同样的一个。
I'm not going to spend time on this one.
这个故事我们也就是简短。
But verse 47, he points to how they would fish.
第47节,他讲到当时人怎么样来,来打鱼。
You see, on the Sea of Galilee, two boats.
你知道在加利利海打鱼是这样打，
Would go side by side with a net between them.
两个船就中间拉着一个网，两个船平行的。
Sweeping up all the fish.
就像他们这两个船走的时候，一路上中间的鱼全都被打到网里。
Some of the fish were good food.
有些这个鱼是很好吃的鱼。
And some of the fish you couldn't eat.
有的鱼甚至不能吃。
The net collects them all.
但是这个渔网把所有的好鱼坏鱼都。
And then when they come to land.
所以到了这个岸上以后。
They have to separate them.
他们得要把这些好鱼坏鱼分开。
The inedible fish are thrown away.
他们把这些不能吃的鱼就会扔回去。
The good fish are taken to market.
就好的鱼就拿到市场去卖。
Jesus says that's what's going to happen at the end of the age.
耶稣说到了世界的末了，这就是要发生的事情。
The disciples wanted immediate judgment. Let's get rid of these bad fish.
这些门徒们就想要立刻这个审判立刻来到，把这些坏鱼全都除掉。
And of course, all the bad fish were their enemies.
当然了，这些坏鱼都是他们的这些门徒们的敌人、仇敌，不是他们自己了。
But Jesus says, "No, we're going to wait."
但是耶稣说我们得要等。
Why?
为什么？
Because He is a God of mercy and grace.
神是有恩典有怜悯的神。
And he wants that wicked sinner to repent and find mercy.
他想要这些罪人也都能悔改，能够得到恩典。
That person I want to see judged today.
今天我想要看到那个人受审判。
God wants to bring them to repentance.
但是神想要他们悔改。
He wants to show mercy on them.
因为神也想把自己的怜悯要临到他们身上。
30 years after Jesus gave this parable.
所以耶稣在给了这个比喻的30年之后
People are saying to Peter
有人就对彼得说
Why is Jesus not returning?
为什么耶稣还没有回来呢
Why does it take so long?
为什么要这么长时间呢
And he gives them this answer in 2 Peter
在彼得后书彼得这样回答
Don't forget
第三章八到九节
That with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years
我说亲爱的弟兄啊有一件事你们不可忘记就是主看一日如
千年 1,000 years is one day
千年如一日
The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言。
But He is patient toward you.
乃是宽容你们。
Why is He patient?
为什么他会这样宽容？
Not wishing that any should perish.
他不愿有一人沉沦。
But that all should reach repentance.
乃愿人人都悔改。
The reason judgment is delayed.
神看起来这个审判被延迟了。
God is a God of mercy and grace.
是因为神是有怜悯有恩典的。
He doesn't want any to perish.
他不愿一人沉沦。
And so he delays judgment to allow time for repentance.
所以他延迟审判是为了让更多的人悔改。
Yes, the day of the Lord will come.
是的，神的日子会来到。
Yes, there will be a day of judgment.
是的，这审判的日子会来到。
But a merciful God.
但是一个充满怜悯的神
gives every possible opportunity for repentance.
他给了我们每一个人都有机会来悔改。
We as Christians need to remember that.
作为基督徒，我们应该记得这一点。
Because at least from what I read on Facebook,
因为至少我在脸书上看到的
we become like the disciples.
我们就好像门徒一样。
We want God to judge those bad people right now.
我们就希望神现在就来审判这些恶人。
And I've noticed that all the bad people are the ones who don't believe exactly like I believe.
我知道那些什么这些什么是恶人呢？就是跟我想的、跟我所信的不太完全一样的那些人。
Right?
是不是这样的
？And we want judgment.
我们就希望说这些人被神来审判。
We need to have the heart of our heavenly Father.
但是我们需要有天父的心肠。
Who loves the person?
神爱每一个人。
That is wrong about everything.
人
Who loves the person that I want to see judged?
神也爱那些我们希望他们被审判的那些人
Who loves our enemy?
神也爱我们的仇敌
Who loves the person who has wronged me?
神也爱那些对我们做了错事的人
We need to have the heart that Jesus described.
我们需要有耶稣所形容的这样的心肠
A heart, the heart of our Father.
有我们天父的心肠
Who says, God.Please bring them to repentance. You see, if I have the heart of my Heavenly Father, when I see my enemy, more than wanting him to be judged, I will want to see him repent and find mercy. If I have the heart of my Father,I will rejoice when God has mercy on my enemy. And so Jesus said to those disciples and to us, don't be quick to seek judgment. In the kingdom, judgment will come. But God is wanting to show mercy to everyone.Quickly, there are two more parables. And they show us the value of the kingdom. Verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls, who finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Jesus says the kingdom is of supreme value. It's worth everything. Now I have heard people read this parable.And talk about the sacrifice of this merchant. Oh, this poor man who had to give up everything for the kingdom. It doesn't say that. It says in his joy, he has found a treasure. And he is happy to get rid of everything else.If he can get this treasure. These parables are not primarily about the sacrifice. They're about the joy of finding the treasure. Yes, it is true we must take up our cross. Yes, it is true that we must give up everything to follow Jesus. But let me tell you, if when you look at your Christian life, all you see is what you gave up, you have not yet found the kingdom.Because when you see the kingdom, when you see the wonderful joy of being part of His kingdom, with joy, you will give up those other things. You will never regret it. It will be a thrill to have the kingdom.You see, for many people in our world, they don't see the value, the worth of the kingdom. To them, if you say, which is worth more, the kingdom of God or a nice house? They would say, give me the nice house.
他们可能会说，给我这个大豪宅。
A new car or the kingdom of God? Give me the car.
你是要这个新车呢，还是要天国？哦，给我这个新车。
But to those who see the beauty of the kingdom,
但是对那些看到天国的美的那些人，
that's worth more than anything.
这天国的价值是超远超一切的。
And we will never regret what it cost to find the kingdom.
我们永远不会后悔我们付出一切来得到天国。
I'm out of time, so let me jump to the end.
我现在可能时间有限，我现在就要来到结
尾。Let me give you one picture of how the kingdom grows.
我想要给你一个故事来讲讲这天国是怎样成的。
Back in 1300,
大概在公元1300年的时候，
the first missionary to the Muslims dies as a martyr.
第一个去穆斯林世界宣教的宣教士，当时宣教。
He spends his life trying to evangelize.
他大概花了一生的时间，在穆斯林世界里想要能够跟他们传。
He dies with very little fruit.
他最后死的时候几乎没有结出任何果子。
600 years later.
600年以后。
There is still very little fruit among Muslims.
穆斯林世界里的基督徒还是极其数量极其微小。
1868。
到了1868年，
Robert Bruce, a missionary from Scotland, goes to Iran to evangelize Muslims.
苏格兰的一个宣教士到了伊朗，想要去做去传福音。
After he's there a few years, he writes a letter back to his supporters.
他在那边大概宣教几年之后，他会写了一封信给他的这些支持者。
It's a discouraging letter.
这封信看起来就比较灰心。
He says to them,
他说。
I am not reaping any harvest.
我没有任何收做任何收割的工作。
I'm not even sowing any seed.
我甚至也没有播种。
I don't think I'm even plowing the soil.
他说我觉得我甚至都没有把地给离开。
All I am doing is picking up stones out of the soil.
他说我所做的就只是把这个地上的石头给捡了扔出去。
He spends his life.
他在那花了一辈子。
When he dies, he has seen almost no fruit.
他死的时候几乎是没有看到任何的果子，没有成为基督徒的人。
1300, no fruit.
那是1300年的时候，没有任何果子。
1900,
到1900年
no fruit.
也还是没有什么果子。
1979,
到了1979年
during our lifetime,
就是我们大家都知道1979年，我们都应该已经在这。
Hundreds of years after Raymond Lull dies as a martyr,
就是从最初1300年那个宣教士寻道以后，已经有。
100 years after Robert Bruce goes as a missionary to Iran,
在这个伊朗的宣教士去世也是大概一百年过去。
In 1979, there are only 500 converts in all of Iran from Islam to Christianity.
在整个伊朗1979年，从穆斯林转为基督徒的大概只有500人左右。
Hundreds of years.
几百年来。
And the fruit is 500 people.
就结出了这么500个基督徒。
But then something happens.
然后就什么事发生了一件事。
500 Christians in 1979 grows to 40,000 Christians in 2005.
到了2005年，这五百个基督徒已经变成40,000个基督徒。
The next 5 years, there's over 100,000 Iranians convert to Jesus.
在之后的五年，伊朗人有大概又基督徒的数量又增加了100,000个。
And today,
到了今天
，just 10 years later,
10年以后。
There are nearly 500,000 converts from Islam to Christ just in the country of Iran.
就在伊朗这么一个小国家，大概从穆斯林转为基督徒的已经有50,000。
Iran has one of the fastest growing evangelical churches in the world.
伊朗的这个福音派教会的成长在全世界大概都是最快的。
More Iranians have been won to Christ in the last 20 years than in 1,300 years combined.
在过去的这个大概几十年之内，这伊朗人转为基督徒的这个数量已经远远超过几百年来。
I tell you that for this reason.
我跟你讲这个故事是这个原因。
God calls every one of us to work in His kingdom.
神呼召我们每一个人要在他的天国里做事。
Some days it may feel like your work.
有些日子你可能觉得我在做工。
Is sowing seed.
我的工作可能就是去播种。
And you say, but I don't see a harvest.
我也没看到收割的时候啊。
Some days you may not even feel like you're sowing seed.
有些天你可能觉得我连种子都没撒下去。
You're just trying to be a Christian in a difficult environment.
你就是在一个比较困难的一个环境里试图去做一个基督徒。
You go to Food Town.
你去了这个去 Food Town 买菜。
And you hand out invitations.
然后发出来单张纸。
And someone says, "No, I'm not interested."
然后别人说啊，我没兴趣。
And you think, "I tried to sow the seed, they won't even take it."
你说哈，我是在这试图要撒种，可是都没人愿意接受啊。
You invite a neighbor to church.
然后你请一个邻居来教会。
No, thank you. You have your religion, I have mine.
邻居说啊，谢谢，我你有你的信仰，我有我的信。
And at times you are tempted to think.
有时候你就会有这样的想法。
I'm supposed to be part of a great kingdom.
我应该是天国的一员呢。
And I can't even get someone to come with me.
我连带一个人来教会都做不到。
Here's what Jesus says to us.
但是耶稣跟我们说。
You mind your own business.
你做你该做的事。
Your business is being faithful to be a witness.
你该做的就是要对主忠心。
He didn't say to the disciples,
他没对门徒说,
you make sure that the people in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth listen to you. He didn't say that.
他没有说你得要保证啊，让这个耶路撒冷的撒玛利亚直到地极的人都要听你说。
He didn't say you convert them.
他没有说你去把他们转为基督徒。
He said,
耶稣说,
you be my witnesses.
你为我做见证。
You tell them.
你告诉他们。
You give them my message.
你把我的信息告诉他们。
You live a Christian life in front of them.
你做基督徒，你活出基督徒的样式。
You share my message.
你把我的信息分享给他们。
And then he said,
然后他说,
the Father will do his job.
天父会做他该做的事。
He will take care of the seed.
他会来照顾这些种子。
He will grow the mustard tree.
他会让这个芥末种芥菜种子长起来。
He will gather the harvest.
他会在收割的时候把它收割起来。
And here's the thing that I want you to realize.
我想要你意识到的是这一点。
Raymond Lull died thinking he had done nothing.
最初第一位宣教士死的时候，他想啊，我这一辈子什么都没有做。
Robert Bruce died thinking he had done nothing.
这第二位宣教士去世的时候也是在想啊，我也什么都没做。
I believe.
但是我相
信。I can't prove this.
我没法证明这一点。
But I believe.
但是我相信。
That somewhere around 2010.
在2010年左右
God said,
神说,
Robert, come here.
Robert, 来
Look down there.
你看一看那个。
You see that 500,000 Christians in Iran?
你看到伊朗现在有五十万基督徒吗?
Yeah. You remember that little mustard seed you tried to plant?
你还记得当初那个小小的芥菜种子，你试图要去种的这个芥菜种子。
And you thought it was a waste.
你想着说，哎，这一切我的一切都浪费了。
That little mustard seed.
但是那小小的芥菜种
has grown up to a
tree. 长成一棵大树。
And there are 500,000 Iranian birds in that tree.
那棵树上现在有五十万的基督徒，就像鸟一样在那筑巢。
What you do for the kingdom?
你对天国所做的事
is never wasted.
永远不会浪费。
Because God is doing His work.
因为神在做他的工。
And we get the joy.
我们会得到这个喜乐。
Being a part of it.
我们成为神工作的一部分。
It's not that God can't do His work without you.
并不是说神缺了你就没法做他的工。
But do you want to miss out on the fun?
但是我们可不想要错过这种。
Do you want to miss out on getting to be a part?
你想要错过这个机会成为天国的一部分。
Because someday.
因为有一天。
When it's born fruit.
当你看到这个种子结出果子。
When the leaven has spread.
当我们看到面酵已经把面团都发起来。
You and I can have the joy
你跟我我们都可以分享这个喜乐
of hearing our master say
因为我们会听到我们的主人说
well done
做得好
good and faithful servant
这良善又忠心的仆人
and maybe you'll say what did I do
可能你说我什么也没做啊
I handed out some invitations some tracts at Food Town
我不过就是在 Food Town 那边发了几张单张啊
and they didn't even take it they threw it on the ground
那些人根本都没拿嘛他们拿了以后就扔到地上了
And he may say, that's okay.
但是主可能说,
Someone else picked it up.
但是也许别人就把它拿起来了。
And they read it.
然后他们读了。
And it sowed a seed.
所以这个种子就种在他们心里。
You may say, I didn't do anything. I just tried to be a Christian.
你可能说我什么也没做，我只不过是试图要活出一个基督徒。
I tried to represent Jesus to my neighbors.
我对我的邻居啊什么的，我都是试图活出基督耶稣的样式。
And none of them came to church.
他们也没有一个人去教会啊，他们都没去。
And he'll say, that's okay.
但是也许神说
You see, they were watching.